now in relationship to the Holy Spirit being God. Matthew 1:18 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Is it normal for women to be found with a child of the Holy Ghost, or is this a unique exception of the laws of nature? Here we can see that the Holy Ghost was the father of Jesus. What? Jesus as a man was begotten by the Holy Ghost? We have already explained that the begotten is the same kind of thing as his parent. They are necessarily of the same species. Everything in nature reproduces after its own kind. Furthermore, and equally important, let's look at Acts 5:3-4. But Peter said, "Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart, to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." This is one of the clearest scriptural references about the Holy Ghost being God. In Acts 5:3, Peter said that Ananias had lied unto the Holy Ghost, then in verse 4, the Bible said Ananias had not lied unto men but unto God, thereby using the names God and Holy Ghost interchangeably. Wow! My. All scripture is profitable for doctrine. In eternity, Yahweh begot one and only one Son, Jesus, making him a member of the same species as he himself was. I know that we do not like to talk about gods as the name of a species. Yet, it is what it is. After all, the Greek and Roman gods, if they even existed, which I personally do not think that they ever existed, yet they were defined as a species. Nevertheless, they were defined as a species, who all had an attribute of immortality. Even though we are persuaded that they did not exist, we clearly understand that all members of the same species have certain attributes in common, even in biblical times. Likewise, all angels have an attribute of immortality in common. Some, if not all angels or spirits, have the ability to change themselves into men and impregnate women. This is evidenced by the angels who left their first domain. That is a characteristic of the species called angels. Likewise, all men which are a different species than animals have certain attributes in common. All others are not begotten gods at all. At best they are adopted gods or anointed as gods, just as we are adopted sons of God. We are not begotten sons of God. Thus, just as Jesus was God's only begotten Son, as described in John 3:16 and Hebrews 1:5, here in Matthew 1:18 it is clear that the Holy Spirit begot Jesus. Let us look at these two scriptures and contrast them with Matthew 1:18. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Hebrews 1:5 says, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." 2 Timothy 3:16-17 goes on to say, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." When reading and interpreting scripture, the issue is not either or. We don't say over here it says, blah blah blah, but over there it says something different. No. The issue is, what do they have in common? How are both true? Jesus was begotten by God the Father, making Jesus the same kind of thing as God the Father. Jesus was begotten by the Holy Spirit, making Jesus the same kind of thing as the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit, which was the same as lying to God. Now, let us add one more scripture to this mystery. Isaiah 9:6 goes on to say, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Wow! These names are attributes of Jesus. For, such is the function of names. Some attributes of Jesus are wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace. These are very descriptive names. Praise God. Yet, let us pay particular attention to the last two descriptive names. The Mighty God. Are there several mighty gods roaming around in the universe, such as the Greek and Roman gods, and Jesus? For, Exodus 23:13 says, "And in all things that I have said unto you be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth." Finally, the last description, the Everlasting Father. That sounds similar to Emmanuel, God with us. Wow! The Son is the Everlasting Father. My. This adds a new understanding to Jesus is God. All three are of the same species. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. He is one species. There was no other God, or species like him created before him, after him, nor alongside him. God is the name of the species. Therefore, God is a reference to the uniqueness of the species. Whether all the members of the species can at some point merge into one being, who is to say? The Buddhists say that they can, and will. I say I do not know. It is not for me to say. What happens when we see Jesus as he is, face to face? All I know is what the Bible says.